every corner of town. It's been a long time since I've seen you around. Where did you go? Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a Raider Wrap. It's 10 o'clock, and that means it's all about you and me and Jimmy LaRue. It's 10 o'clock. We're at 4 degrees here above, and it's going to be kind of a blustery, weird situation going on here over the next period of a week or so. Yeah, we're going to expect maybe up to a foot of snow throughout the rest of the week. Cold, blustery, wintry, if you can believe that. Today, sunshine, high of 22, is probably going to be one of the best days of all of it. Still going to be blustery winds, gusts up to 25 miles an hour today. Tonight, clear skies, temperature rises throughout the overnight. So actually, it's going to be warmer tonight at 5 o'clock or 5 o'clock tomorrow morning than it will be out through the rest of the day. But we're going to have gusts of 35 miles an hour in the overnight. Tomorrow, the sun is going to shine, and we're going to go to 43, melt off some of this snow before the other new stuff starts rolling back in. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles an hour again tomorrow, so warm, blustery. But then Sunday night, there is a chance of snow, mostly cloudy, with a low around 14 as the winds subside out of the north, northeast. And then for President's Day, it looks like snow pretty much all day long. High of around 18. Going to see some gusts of about 25 miles an hour, making, you know, obviously visibility tough. And it's going to see an accumulation of about 3 to 5 inches is what the weather people are calling for Monday night. Cooling off to around 8, and you could see another 2 to 4 inches there. Tuesday, snow, 80% chance, a high of only 14. Gusts as high as 25 miles an hour Tuesday night. Still snow likely, about a 60% chance. Temperatures are going to drop all the way down to about 0. And then Wednesday, partly sunny, only a high of 11. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of minus 7. I thought we were out of the deep freezes, but we're going to get another blast of cold air on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, a 30% chance of snow again. Maybe a smidgen here and there. Partly sunny skies, warming back up to 13. Thursday night, chance of snow. Cloudy with a low of around 1. And then Friday, a 20% chance of some light snow. Partly sunny, a high of 17. We got mostly clear skies, 4 degrees above here in the valley. And that's something we can hope for. It's going to be kind of an interesting week all the way through. And what an interesting week we've had thus far. We've got three people in gymnastics participating in state today. We got Paige Meir on the bars, Cindy Peterson, and Jolie Harris on the floor exercise. They participate this morning. They'll be jumping on the mat at about 11 o'clock this morning. We tried to get Zoe Ingersoll in, but she was getting the participants all prepared. I don't know if you heard the other night on KYMN, but the Northfield Raiders girls hockey team took down number 4, Lakeville South, to advance to the state tournament. Quarterfinals will be coming up Thursday. Hopefully we'll get Paige Haley on the program this morning. And the boys' wrestling team is down to Rochester today. They're leaving out on a bus here in about an hour, so we're going to hope to try to get Jeff Staub on here in just a couple of minutes to talk about that as well. So a lot of excitement going on there. The boys' hockey team, they are currently in top of the Big Nine Conference themselves, so they're going to have a great opportunity to perhaps advance here in the postseason as well. A lot of fun, a lot of activity. Boys won the other night. We're going to hear from hopefully Ryan Driscoll and Soren Richardson. AJ's caught up to them after the game. Plus, we've got a one-on-one with Meet the Raider with Matthew DeBuse. That's coming up this morning all right here on the Raider Wrap. If you can believe it, I mean, it's just a constant, never-ending flow of activity going on here this morning. But you know what? AJ, I'm going to let him take it away right here this morning. We're going to get you an update on the Raiders scoreboard, figure out what was going on this past week. It was just a flurry of excitement. It's been a lot of fun thus far. There's a lot to be excited about here in Raider Nation this week. So AJ, take it away. Give me an update of what's going on in the scoreboard. We'll try to get Jeff Staub on here as well. Take it away.
Welcome back to the Raider scoreboard on the Raider app on KYMN 95.1, the one. I am your host, AJ Reister, Raider Class of 2022, and we have a bunch of huge games to go through. So let's start off with some boys hockey, who beat Rochester JM on Tuesday 7-2. Caden Monson had a hat trick, Spencer Klotz had two goals, and Cam Kaiser and Andrew Winter each had one. Keaton Wallach was in goal with 11 saves. And then the boys hockey team beat Austin 8-0 on Thursday on senior night, where they recognized Alex Sparks, Matthew DeBuse, Spencer Klotz, Grant Boardman, Nolan Nagy, Luke Johnson, and their manager, McGuire Fink. Gabe Sawyer, Spencer Klotz, and Jake Geiger each had two goals, while Cam Kaiser and Caden Monson each had one, and Keaton Wallach was in goal with 7 saves. The Raiders are now in sole possession of first place in the Big Nine Conference with only one game left to go. The girls basketball team lost 53-29 to Austin on Tuesday and then lost to Albert Lea 55-28 on Thursday. They are now 2-22 on the season and sit in 11th place in the Big Nine Conference. The boys basketball team lost to Austin 71-68 in a nail-biter that came down to the closing seconds on Tuesday. Soren Richardson led the team in points with 25, but they then beat Albert Lea 81-31 on Thursday. The story is some of the Albert Lea varsity starters got stuck at a burger joint in Albert Lea and missed the bus. Don't know if that was true, but that's what I was told. Anyway, Soren Richardson led the team in points with 34 on Thursday night, and the Raiders are improved to 10-11 on the season and sit in 8th place in the Big Nine Conference. The boys' Nordic team sent one individual to the state meet, and that was Sam Folland. He competed for the Raiders last week and took 54th overall in the classic race, but was unfortunately feeling sick throughout the week and decided to remove himself from the pursuit race. I talked with him last night, and he talked about the terrible timing of the sickness, and he knew he would have been up within the top 15 based on just how he had been skiing all year, but unfortunately we'll have to wait for next year to get his next shot. The Alpine team sent two skiers up to the state meet. Billy Wilson took 16th for the boys' team, and Clara Wilson took 74th for the girls' team. The wrestling team competed in the first two rounds of the section tournament. In the first round, Northfield beat Winona on Thursday 70-9. Caden Staub, Jake Mesner, Owen Murphy, and Joey Schultz all had falls on the night. And then again on Thursday night, Northfield beat Owatonna in the second round of the section tournament 50-21. Logan Williams, Jackson Barron, Jake Mesner, Owen Murphy, Darren Kuiper, Nick Mikula, and Mason Pagel all had pins on the night. The Raiders will go up against the Faribault Falcons in the section championships this weekend. The girls' hockey team beat Lakeville South 2-1 in overtime and were crowned the Section 1 AA champions and will play in the state tournament next week at the XL Energy Center. Cambria Monson led the game off with a goal in the first period, which was quickly answered with a goal from Josie Grossman of Lakeville South. Then it wasn't until the overtime period that Ayla Puppy was able to knock one off the right post and right past the pad of the goalie Lang to win it and send the Raiders to the state tournament. Today, the gymnastics team competes in the state tournament at the Roy Wilkins Auditorium at 11 a.m., and then the boys hockey team takes on Mankato West in Mankato West at 1 p.m., and the wrestling team has their section championships against Faribault at the Rochester Mayo Civic Center at 2 p.m. That's all I have for the Raider scoreboard. Stay tuned in for more sports right here on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Did you know mutual insurance companies are for everyone? And mutual insurance companies provide coverage at or near cost? Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency has proudly offered homeowners insurance to our area. With Wanamingo Mutual Insurance, all decisions are made locally, so you can expect quick, responsive claim service with small-town customer service by agents who know your name. So for homeowners, auto, or farm combination package quotes, contact an insurance company that knows you by your name, not your policy number. And that's Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency in Wanamingo at wgomutual.com.
Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. You've heard me talk about our newest surgeon, Dr. Corey Miller. Well, Dr. Miller is now available for LASIK consultations, and we are offering up to $1,000 off to the first 50 people that have their LASIK procedure with Dr. Miller. This is our way of introducing him to you. Call now. Space is limited.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Real estate estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
Attention Northfield Pharmacy patients! Following the recent sale, all Northfield Pharmacy patients have been transferred to Walgreens. It's your health and your choice on where you fill your prescriptions. Sterling Pharmacy offers the same great service you've been used to at Northfield Pharmacy, and we're only 900 feet from your old pharmacy. Call Sterling at 507-645-4455 or visit us at yoursterlingpharmacy.com to transfer your prescriptions today. We look forward to meeting you.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com for more information.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to a Raider Wrap. 11 minutes after 10 o'clock, sunshine, 5 above. We're going all the way to 22 today, but we got some winds that are going to be gusting up around 25 miles an hour, giving you wind chills of minus 13. So don't be deceived this morning. Without further ado, Let's head on over to the high school, or kind of somewhere around there. Jeff Stott is going to join us this morning. He is of course, the head coach of the Northfield Raiders wrestling team. They beat Winona pretty handily on, Thursday night, and then they turned around again and beat Owatonna. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Doing great.
So, tell me about the, you had two matches on Thursday. Is that right?
Yep, we had the quarterfinals and semifinals of the Section 1 AAA.
So how do you, that's got to be kind of intense to do two in one night, isn't it?
Not really. We do a lot of tries throughout the year and team tournaments where we wrestle up to three matches in a night. So it's nothing different than what we've been doing.
How do you when you go into the quarters and semis like that? I mean, obviously you beat Winona handily, and then you came back and kind of took care of Owatonna as well. Is there a process? I mean, it's a little different. This is tournament time, right? I mean, this just isn't regulation time. This is tournament time. So you had to beat Winona. You had to beat Owatonna to advance. Is there a
right
different way of you approaching each of those matches? Going, hey, it's win or not kind of a scenario.
Yeah, we always do that during section time. The kids know we train for it during the week. They know what's on the line, and then they know what they got to do during practice that week, and just to be ready and fresh and at their best.
So when they do the weigh-in for the quarters, and then they wrestle, and then they have to wait again. I mean, there's not a long wait, I'm guessing, but there's maybe some wait in between here, in between. Do they have to weigh in again?
Nope, just one time.
Okay, so then
it's always one time, one per day.
So then after they get done wrestling in the quarters or whatever, do they go take a nap? Do they get something to eat? What do they do in between those other matches?
Well, we usually only have 15 to 20 minutes, so they're. But like I said, they're ready for that. We've been doing that all year. When we go to team tournaments, when we wrestle tries, wrestle two in a row. So the main difference was it was win or go home, and we wanted to make sure that we won those two duels.
So tonight, or today, this afternoon, you head to Rochester, but you're wrestling Faribault for the section finals, correct?
Correct, yep.
Have you wrestled Faribault at all this year?
We have. We wrestled them 3 weeks ago.
How'd you go?
We did win. It was I want to say 40. I don't have the score right in front of me, but it was low 40s to 20, low 20s, something like that.
So, I mean, compared to, I mean, the other night, I think you beat Winona pretty handily, same with Owatonna. So Faribault is a good matchup.
Yeah. They're tough.
Is there anybody?
Coach Jesse Armbruster's been there for a long time, and he always has his kids ready to go and ready to wrestle, and they're a tough wrestling program.
So if you win the team today, right? I mean, if you beat them, does your entire team go to state then?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, so this is a team event that's going on, and then how do they classify, or how do they determine then individual state participants?
That'll be next week.
So you literally will go next week, and everybody wrestles again, but now you're doing it for yourself, basically.
Correct. Yep. There's an individual tournament next. It'll be next Friday at the Mayo Civic Center all day. And the top two from that go on to the state tournament.
So how many events will they wrestle in then?
Their brackets can be as big as 8-man brackets. So you can send one wrestler per weight class, and they just put them into an individual bracket.
So they could,
the top two out of there go to the state tournament.
So they could wrestle like 3 times maybe in that afternoon?
They could wrestle up to 5.
Wow. So as far as today goes, you're leaving about 11 o'clock. You're heading down to Rochester. Obviously, it's a neutral site, right? That's kind of the way they do things?
Yes, it's a neutral site. They always have it there. Or at least they have for the last years that I've been here. It's just at the Mayo Civic Center, regardless, for the section finals, for team and for the individual section tournament.
So it just happens to be the venue of choice for whatever reason.
Right.
So we would never see an opportunity in Northfield or anything like that, at least at this standpoint. We would never see anything like that here. Is that accurate?
It hasn't been like that yet. It could change. They used to have the team sections, one, the quarterfinals at a home site, and then both the semis and finals at the Mayo Civic Center. But now they've changed it to 2 matches at the higher seeds and just the finals there. It all just depends on how it works out, I guess. Other sections do it at local high schools. Some section one is always done it at the Mayo Civic Center for some reason.
Right.
Nice venue.
It's just the venue. Okay. As far as today goes, right, Jeff, like I said, you got to jump on the bus. You get about, what, an hour trip down there or so. Yep. Do you talk to the players? You talk to the wrestlers when you're on the bus? Are you coaching them up, or you just kind of let them sit in their own zone and do their own thing?
They kind of do their own thing on the way down. It's generally pretty silent, you know, just gathering their thoughts. But we'll have we'll get through the weigh-ins first, and then we'll get a good warm-up in, and then we generally have a little pep talk and remind them of why they're there and what we need to do.
Well, you've been coaching for quite a while. So do you get emotional in these types of events? Do you get pumped up, fired up, or are you pretty even keel and you kind of keep everybody in that same, you know, kind of mindset and just to stay focused?
I'd say a little bit of both. I sometimes get caught up in the emotions. It's tough not to, but I try to keep the bench calm. Obviously, I want our guys to cheer on our other guys when they're wrestling, so I want to have they got to have some sort of energy and some sort of positive, you know, energy, I guess would be the word, to cheer on our wrestlers and keep it rolling. Sometimes you get momentum and kind of carries over to the next match and the next match and the next match. So.
Is there a particular match today that you think or you feel like it's something you have to win in order to be successful?
Well, there's a few of them. I mean, some of it will depend on the flip. That's who has to present first. You either get odd number or an even number. And if you weigh in a couple of guys at the same weight, you can do some bumping. So we're not really going to know what those matchups are definitely are until after the match starts, right before, because they flip right before the match. So
everybody healthy? Did you have to replace anyone today? Is it a good, just solid all around? Everyone's good, ready to go?
So far, so good.
Awesome.
We're at full strength. So
everyone's feeling. I mean, after you get done Thursday, everyone just felt good. Did they go nuts? Did they go bananas? Or are these guys just so, I guess, focused on, you know, wanting to continue to advance that they, you know, they just kind of,
yeah, there was a short celebration afterwards, but everybody knew that we're not done. We still have unfinished business. We have Saturday. A lot of these kids have been here before in this situation because we won our section last year. That was a big deal. We won our section 3 years ago and went to the XL Energy Center and wrestled as a team at the state tournament, and that was a great feeling for a lot of these kids that were on this team. Were on that team as well.
Awesome. So they have a chance to go back. So this would be kind of, and I'm sure you got a couple of seniors out there that were on that team, and they'd like to go out with a bang as well.
Yeah, I've got five starting seniors that were on that team, and they all won their matches against the Owatonna, and I think they're going to be thinking they're going to do the same thing against Faribault to help propel this team to the state tournament.
Do you listen to any talk outside of that, as far as, you know, where Northfield might be ranked in state or what they're, you know, what other people are talking about the expectations of the Raider wrestling team? Do you ever listen? You listen to that at all? Listen to that chatter?
I try not to. We just focus on what we do and take care of ourselves. We know what we're doing in the practice room. We know how we're working. We know what our goals are, and we just stick to that and work for it.
Well, it's an exciting time. The wrestling team's in. The swim and dive team's got people. The gymnasts got people. The hockey team's going. The boys' hockey is playing outstanding. This has got to be just, I don't know. This would seem like this would be a fun time to be going to high school, to go to school, you know? Yeah. You just, all your teams are on top, and God, the energy in that high school must just be nuts.
It is. It's pretty special when you got a lot of good teams competing and going to this, you know, either section finals or the state tournament and just being relevant in those sports. And it's fun. The whole school's kind of pumped up about it.
Awesome. So what time do you wrestle at 2?
We wrestle at 2, yep.
Okay. Is that open to the public? Could people, if they want to venture to Rochester today?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Or the merrier.
More the merrier. Amen. Let's root on the Northfield Raiders wrestling team, the Grapplers over there. Jeff, great. Congratulations on an awesome season again, and good luck to the guys. And come on, let's go to state. Let's bring home a victory today, shall we?
That's the plan.
All righty. We're going to go fight win. All right. I'm in your back corner. I'm going to be throwing the pom-poms around all day today, man. Go Raiders.
All right, go Raiders.
He's like, who is this nut job? Okay, hey, Jeff, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck to you. Have a safe trip.
You bet. See ya.
All righty. Jeff Staub, our guest here this morning. He's just one of many. We've got more to come. We got Paige Haley showing up. Hopefully we got Ryan Driscoll, Soren Richardson, Matthew DeBuse. All kinds of fun stuff all happening right here on the Raider Wrap on a Saturday morning, and it's 25 after 10 already. 5, make that 6 degrees above, and sunshine on its way to 20-something degrees. You're listening to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN. Stick around.
Hi, this is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Professional Dental Group has delivered the same exceptional care for over 35 years. Whether you are scheduling for a general visit or an emergency appointment, we are excited to see your smile. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak, and Dr. Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular-sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing, along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Come join us for the Get 'Em Before They're Gone sales event here at Northfield Ford Chrysler. Don't wait. This is the best time to buy. With high trade-in values and the lowest interest rates, tremendous savings on pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hurry in for the best selection. Come see the difference at Northfield Ford Chrysler. If you're ready for an extraordinary sales experience, we're ready to serve. Open 6 days a week, located on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. I am proud and excited to introduce Dr. Corey J. Miller, MD, to our team. We welcome Dr. Miller after having spent the last 3 years practicing in Kansas City. He is thrilled to return to his Minnesota roots, and believe me, he is a perfect fit at Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. He's now available for your cataract and LASIK consultations.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault, world-class LASIK, small-town traffic, RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency has proudly offered homeowners and farmers fire, wind, and auto insurance. With Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Company, all decisions are made locally, so you can expect quick, responsive claim service with agents who know your name. So for homeowners, farm combination packages, along with fire, wind, or auto insurance quotes, contact an insurance company that knows you by name, not your policy number. That's Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency in Wanamingo at WGoMutual.com.
Welcome back to a Raider Wrap on a Saturday morning, 27 after 10. 6 degrees, sunshine, plenty of it. High today of 22, but look out, they got some winds rolling in from the south at about 25 miles an hour. Wind chills could be minus 13 throughout the day. Tonight, mostly clear skies, temperature around 29. That's right, it's going to warm up throughout the overnight. Winds 20 to 35 miles an hour in the overnight from that south-southwest winds, and then that southwest wind will help warm things up tomorrow. Sunny skies and a high of 43, but it's going to be a windy one. You're going to see winds again from the northwest at about 30 miles an hour tomorrow, so that's going to drive those temperatures back down a little bit. Chance of some snow maybe later tomorrow night with a low of around 14. And then for Monday, it does look like we're going to see some snow, a high around 18. 90% chance of snow, 3 to 5 inches possible, another 2 to 4 inches possible on Monday night with another chance of snow on Tuesday. So you could see up to a foot, or as I like to say, you might not see anything. But needless to say, that's your forecast. We got plenty of sunshine today and 22 on the way, and we're clear skies and 6 right now. We're 28 minutes after 10 o'clock, and we've got A.J. Reister with Meet the Raider. He's going to catch up with the boys' hockey team, who are on fire as well, and Matthew DeBuse will join us on the Meet the Raider. A.J., what's up?
Good morning, Northfield Raiders. Welcome back to Raider Wrap. I'm A.J. Reister, Raider Class of 2022, and today I'm joined by boys hockey all-star Matthew DeBuse. Matthew, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great as well. Obviously, you guys had senior night this last week on Thursday, and you also beat Austin 8-0 that night. But we'll get to those questions here in a little bit. First, let's kind of get to know you, Matthew. What kind of classes are you taking? Are you in any other sports outside of hockey? Kind of let's get to know you a little bit.
I try to take some advanced math classes, some advanced science classes, and I play lacrosse outside of playing hockey.
Yeah, we got that. We got AP stats together with Mr. Coudray. I know he likes to listen in, so maybe he's listening to this interview. But as you said, you're also a lacrosse player, which is awesome. Looking forward to that spring season. What kind of things do you do outside of school and sports when you do have that kind of time?
I like going fishing every once in a while, but I mainly just watch hockey and lacrosse. I just love sport.
What do you generally try to fish at?
I kind of generally just like fish all over the place. If a couple of my friends are going to a certain lake or one or another, I just try to go with them.
Nice, nice. And you are a senior this year, Matthew. Do you have any plans for next year?
I plan to go to University of Denver for biology.
Are you planning on playing hockey or lacrosse at all over there, or what are you thinking?
I don't really know yet. I know I'm going to be going into biology or some kind of science field like that, and we'll see where it goes.
Nice, nice.
Sports and that.
Yeah. As we talked about earlier, you beat Austin on Thursday 8-0 on senior night. Kind of walk me through that night. Obviously, you got recognized before the game. What were kind of those emotions like, kind of coming out of your little recognition and into the game?
Well, it was a hectic night, being recognized before the game, right before warm-ups. It's a lot to deal with compared to like a normal game where you just go out for warm-ups. It was a lot of emotions before the game, so it was good to come out and win.
Heck yeah. It's definitely against, especially against like a Big Nine conference rival like Austin, I'm sure that was a great win for you guys. And now coming up today, you guys have a game. Who are you playing against today?
We're going to be playing against Mankato West, the Scarlets.
And how do you guys stack up against them?
I'm pretty sure we played them once before, earlier this season, in Northfield. I think we beat them 5-1 or something like that.
Nice, nice. So you're looking to go in there and kind of get that second win against them this year, I presume.
Yeah, it being the last game before the section tournament, we're trying to, you know, fine-tune our power play and penalty kill and all that stuff and try to get our game in the right place.
Nice. And talking about that section tournament, obviously the girls' hockey team just won their section, advanced to the state tournament. What are you guys kind of looking forward to coming into this into your section tournament?
I mean, we wish to have the same results, if not expected.
Heck yeah. And who are kind of some of those teams that you're expecting to play here in this section tournament?
Well, I'm pretty sure we have a bye from the play-in games Tuesday. And I think we'll be playing Austin again Thursday. And some of the people that we think we're going to play in the section final would be like Albert Lee or New Prague too.
And have you guys, and you've played Albert Lee, I know, before, and I think you guys kind of stomped on them pretty well. How does Albert Lee kind of stack up against you guys?
I think Albert Lee is third in the section right now. I'm not sure about that. They're a pretty good team. We got the better of them last time we fought them. And, well, we haven't played New Prague yet. It'll be an interesting one if it comes down to that.
Yeah, most definitely going to be an interesting one, an exciting game with lots of implications, obviously, with your goals on going to the state meet. And I think we talked with Spencer Klotz earlier this year on the show, kind of about the team's goals and stuff. But from your perspective, what are some of the team goals besides getting up to the state meet that you guys have kind of been able to shoot for this year?
Well, every year we shoot for winning the Big Nine. And I'm pretty sure with our win last night, we secured it. So that's always a big goal going into the season.
Yeah, and you guys were the favorites to win the Big Nine just based on how dominant you guys were even just last year. So that I'm sure that was a big goal for you guys. And you have quite the lead, too. As of right now on Friday night when we're recording this, I believe you guys have like 31 points and the next closest team has 22.
Yeah, we really put the gas pedal on the last half of the season.
Yeah, I'd say so. That's quite the commanding lead over the Big Nine. So congrats to you guys on winning the Big Nine, and hopefully you have similar success going into the section tournament here. And let's talk a little bit about your personal goals. Obviously, you guys won the Big Nine, looking to kick some butt here in the section tournament. But what were kind of some of your personal goals here in your last season?
Some personal goals, probably just getting better every game. Our D coach likes to say, Scott Cloud, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So just getting better every game and better in the team.
What is kind of the coach's message right now, kind of going to the last game of the season here tonight and kind of ramping up here for the section tournament? What's coach kind of been telling you guys in practice and in the locker room?
He's just been telling us that we need to keep our role on. That, like, despite, like, all, like, the different skill level teams, we need to be playing our best game when it comes down to the section tournament.
Yeah, most definitely, because you're going to be facing some teams that you might not have seen yet, and they're the teams that are going to stand in your way between you and getting back up to the XL Energy Center. So most definitely going to have to keep your game on. Don't take that foot off the gas quite yet. You still got a little ways to go.
Job's not finished.
Job's never finished, right?
No, sir.
One of my final questions for you is, obviously, the regular season's coming to an end here tonight against Mankato West. Who are kind of some of the underclassmen that really took leaps and bounds this year in improving their game?
Probably Keaton Walk. He's just been a stud in net all year. He really just came into last year being a sophomore and winning the starting role. And he kept that confidence up going into his junior year.
I'd say that's an underclassman that's taken some leaps and bounds. Keaton Wallach, an unbelievable goalie for you guys. Even last year as a sophomore, he was amazing in front of the net, and he's just continued to flourish in that role here this year. Thank you, Matthew, for taking time today to talk with me. I had a great time, and good luck here tonight against Mankato West and moving forward into the section tournament.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it, too, baby.
Yes, sir. Thank you again, Matthew DeVuce, for taking time today. We've got more sports coming up. You're listening to KYMN 95.1, The One.
Heritage Dental Care is a general dental clinic that has been a part of the community for over 50 years. They specialize in a variety of dental procedures and services. Comfort and convenience are the hallmarks of Heritage Dental Care. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make an appointment today with Drs. David Brust, David Buck, Amy Finn, or Michael Thompson.
Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers. We have two new subdivisions in Northfield. One is called Hills of Spring Creek. It's actually the last final phase, and it's right at the end of Jefferson Parkway up by the water tower. 12 big single-family lots, all walkouts. And then we have another neighborhood that is just getting ready to get going here in Dundas. It's called Tower Heights. Take the roundabout up Highway 1 and head south, and we have a bunch of single-family lots in there, too.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, 1300 Bullenbacher Drive in Northfield. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 4.
At Community Resource Bank, we are passionate about helping others be smart with their money. After all, money is one of the most complex issues in our lives. Our team is passionate about helping guide you through your financial journey. As a local, independent community bank, we focus on creating products and services that make sense for our neighbors and our community. We think your money should work even harder than you do. Stop in and let's talk about how to make that happen. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap. 22 minutes. Yes, I can read. In front of 10 o'clock. We're up to 7 above zero with mostly sunny skies expected today. A lot of wind, 30 miles an hour. It's going to warm up to the 20s, but it's going to still feel like it's zero or below zero because of the 25 to 30 mile an hour gusts for this afternoon. But with the winds of change come victory, as they say. Joining me for the Raider Wrap this morning is our state-bound head coach of the Northfield Girls Raiders hockey team, Paige Haley. Paige, congratulations. You made it.
Yes, thank you.
Lakeville South, number 4 in the state, ranked number 4, 25-2. You beat them in the first game of their season. I want to say that you're up there at their arena, and they beat them up there. They came in 25-2, and it looks like they were on a roll. They had won several games in a row, and somehow you guys were able to find their number and shut them down. How did you go about? What was your plan? What was your thought? How to take down Lakeville South?
Well, we had a couple game plans in mind. We were thinking about you know, their roster and who they have. They have a couple of Division I committed forwards on their roster. One's going to Wisconsin, another one's going to Mankato State. I've coached against them and coached them in Elite League and, you know, lots of other places, so I definitely know who those players are pretty well. And basically our plan was just to shut those two down and just kind of roll the dice and see what we could make happen.
Was that Otremba? Is that one of the D1s?
Otremba and Enright.
Yeah, Enright. Okay, yeah. And then for the most part, I mean, when they went on the attack, you know, you could tell that they've got some skill. They got some good stick handling and they got some good speed and they have good size as well. So, shutting them down was important. And you did. You were able to, as they, you know, if they crossed through the neutral zone into their offensive zone, it was, you did usually have a stick on them the entire night. So that was definitely helpful to keep them off the board. They outshot you. Big time, like 36-10, I think it was the final count, including overtime. And, but you were able to get the one in overtime. That's all that matters. You shut them down the entire, three periods. And then, what a shot by Isla. She picked that puck up into the neutral ice and skated down the left side. And she had you could see she had an angle. She had a shot on it. She put it on there. And if it doesn't get deflected, I mean, that could have been a stop, but she got a good bounce there and won the game, 2-1. So that was exciting. As I was broadcasting the game, and you and I talked about this earlier and things like that, it just seemed like, you guys were in some sort of a defensive pattern. Was that by design or how did that all kind of come around?
You could say it's kind of by design. I think we just, going into the section tournament, we just were very honest about who we are as a hockey team. And against certain teams, we can be very offensive and score goals. And, you know, I have players that can do that. But when we get to a team where there's a little more depth, we have to kind of rely on our defensive game more, which I really do believe that we're one of the best teams in the section with that. We've got the best goalie in the section. We've got some of the best. I honestly think we have the best D-core in the section. So when you have a team like that with that much defensive depth, you know, you just kind of come up with a game plan, trust that your defensive core is going to play the way that you know how they're going to play, and just hope that if we score two and, you know, they only score one, that's how we win.
Malika was fired up. There's no doubt about it. That goal got past her in that first period about the 12:59 mark. And it was a shot from the point and got deflected right in front of the net and jumped right over the top of her head. And there was not much. I mean, that was a great, that was a good deflection. I mean, that was a good goal on their part. There wasn't much Maggie could do with that one because that one totally right. changed direction. There was no chance she's stopping that. So that was an awesome shot on their behalf. But from that point on, because you're in this kind of defensive mode, they spent a lot of the night in your backyard and she saved 35 other goals, and there was some shots across the middle that she really went after, and without a doubt she had her game face on after that. Well, she had it on the entire time, there's no doubt, but those other 35 shots, there were opportunity after opportunity. Lakeville South scores an average of 5.9 goals a game. I mean, to shut them down to one, I mean, that's amazing.
Yep. Yeah, and it just shows again like the strength of our team defensively, and I kind of take pride in that a lot because, you know, I went to the University of Minnesota to be a defenseman, and they moved me to forward because I didn't know how to play my position. So I spent a lot of college learning how to play D, and I vowed to myself, you know, if I ever have players that, you know, are going to be good defensemen, I'm going to teach them how to play their position so they're never in that situation I was in. So, you know, Maggie showed up. She is who she is. Cambria Munson, my senior captain, is a defenseman, and she's a huge part of that, you know, defensive, crew. And Grace McCoshin as well, has been solid all year. So, and, you know, we've got a younger D, Mia Miller, and she plays a phenomenal game. And I told the girls before we went on the ice, it's like everyone just needs to have their best game, whatever your best game is, the version of you, that's what we need. And I kind of feel like everyone did that. So
what I've noticed is you've got Mia, you've got Emily Beham, you've got McCoshin, and Steffes. These gals are fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love puppies fast, but these gals are young and fast. Wow.
Yeah, they're young. They're quick. I don't worry about their speed. Their message for the summer is work on your hands, work on your shot. You know, you've got the speed thing down.
Yeah, get your hands to catch up with your feet, basically. when you guys did go on the attack, that was, you could see the speed, and you were getting, you know, in behind them a little bit. But like I said, I mean, for the most part, they spent it in. Was that frustrating at all to the players, to you, or is it just everyone's just so focused they don't even think about it? That, you know, hey,
yeah,
they're parked in our zone.
I didn't really think about it. Yeah, I didn't really think about it much until you brought it up to me, really, because I think we're just so used to going into that defensive mode when we're playing. I mean, that's kind of what we did all year. Whenever we played top 20 AA team this year, that's when we were really challenged in our defensive game, and I felt like we got to really work on that this year, and that was kind of the missing piece last year. You know, we played in the Big Nine Conference only, and that is where we could score a ton of goals and dominate, but we didn't really have to work on our defensive part of our game. So this year we really got to do that.
So,
and I think that was the difference maker.
I know that you don't know who you're playing yet Thursday night. Quarterfinals are Thursday at the XL Energy, and you don't know what time you're playing, and you don't know what team you're playing. Is it kind of like the sections too? People go in, coaches go in and nominate where the seating should be, or how does that all transpire?
Yeah, so there's going to be a seating meeting tomorrow. By the end of the night, I need to send in what, you know, my seedings are for the tournament. So they'll give you your options of who the champions are at each section. And then, you know, I just decide. And every coach will do that, right? So everyone will seed, and then it will kind of come down to kind of like a section tournament. You know, like the one will play the eight, two will play seven, and, you know, so on. So
right.
I'm not sure what game we're gonna get. Maybe it'll be the seven seed, maybe it'll be the six or five, I'm not sure.
So there was a lot of games going on Thursday night. Elk River was taking on Andover. Andover's undefeated. They're supposed to be quite a team. Centennial up there is pretty good. Holy Catholic's pretty good. Maple Grove was in a contest Thursday night. You've got, I think you had Moorhead and Bemidji or Brainerd going after it. A lot of different teams up there. As you saw the teams advance, and now they've pretty much got all eight sections are represented, correct?
Uh-huh.
So we're I mean, you just took down number four, which, you know, you got to kind of, you got to appreciate that, but at the same time, you got to put that behind you.
Right. I think it gives us confidence, and it shows that we're up there with those teams, but we got to just be honest about who we are. And if we play with structure and we play with some maturity, then we're going to be fine. And so it just kind of depends on what team shows up for the state tournament. But at the same time, I want them to just have fun. This is an experience that a lot of high school hockey players don't get to experience, and I'm just really happy for them.
So do you care? Do you care who you play? Really?
No. Nope.
Just, I mean, is there anybody you don't want to play?
I would like to not play Andover. Like, that would be a good one to miss.
Yeah, right.
So we can miss that one. That would be great. But other than that,
well, the beauty of that would be that if you play them, you're probably playing for a state title. Is what I'm guessing.
Oh God!
Ah, huh? How much fun would that be? Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. That would be awesome. How exciting!
We're gonna just put on a show for you guys, and just, you know, we'll do what we can do. And I definitely didn't think we would be here. I had to cancel flights to Arizona to see my grandparents. So we're overachieving this year, but at the same time, we're kind of where we should be. And I think I'm just really proud of this group and everything they've done throughout the year.
So you're in the elementary school, right? You teach?
Oh yes, I teach first grade.
So is the excitement there in the kids? Because if I'm a high school student this week, I'm like losing my mind. We got the wrestlers going for the state. Yeah. We got the swim and dive club in state. We got the Nordic team in state. The gymnasts are in state. The boys are winning the Big Nine Conference. You guys just took the sections. You're going to state. Oh, my God. Just the excitement and the buzz in that school. How is it in the elementary school?
Well, I don't think they really get it or understand what state is, but they know that their coach is the coach of the high school team and that she won and is going to state, and they've been making me cards that say, I love you, Miss Haley. Good luck at state. And, you know, they're fantastic. They're blissfully naive, and it's been fun. It's fun for the whole community.
It is. It is indeed. It should be. It's a great opportunity to be excited and things like that. And Thursday, we're going to have a big whopping, maybe 13 degrees there. Thursday night looks like a 30% chance of some snow, but cool enough around 1. But you'll be buzzing around the XL Energy. Is there any indication at all? I know you got that meeting tomorrow, but is there any indication whatsoever that you know of? Because there's several slots throughout the day on Thursday. Is there any idea at all where 1AA might be postured as far as what time they play on Thursday? Do we know anything yet?
So the earliest game that we'd play on Thursday would be 11, and then I think it goes to 1 o'clock, and then 4.
Right.
And then, like, I don't know, 6 or 8. So it will be an 11 o'clock game all the way until an 8 p.m. game, I think.
Right. But you don't know where you're going to fall in there at all.
Not yet, no.
Got it. So we'll probably find that out tomorrow. Where's that meeting? Is that a virtual meeting tomorrow?
Yeah, it will be virtual. So I will communicate to as many people as I can what time that game is, because I know people are anxious and they want to know. And I have a link to tickets, and they'll be ready to go to purchase those. So
awesome.
Exciting times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Fun. So congratulations again to you and to the girls. And, you know, all you can do is give your best and put on a show, like you said. And, you know, hopefully they just, Cambria and Malika, I mean, they, you know, they're seniors. They didn't get to state before, right? Because that's been like 2013.
So Nagy and Cambria were on the high school team when they were in seventh grade when they went to the state tournament.
Wow.
When they were single A.
Nice.
So Cambria played in that state tournament. I don't think she got a lot of playing time, and we've been talking about it. But how fun for her that she gets to bookend her high school hockey career, experience it as a seventh grader, and now gets to experience it as a senior. I think I've had experiences in the state tournament. This will be me and my dad's fifth state tournament together. First time coaching. We did four times together when I was his player. So I know how special this is, and I think I wanted it the most for Cambria and Maggie, and I think this is going to just, this is perfect. It's a perfect way to end things.
Awesome. Well, hey, congratulations. You get back to doing whatever it is you're doing. You're ironing out something, so you got things to do. So you got to prepare for a state tournament. I just got to announce it on Thursday, so not a big deal.
Yes, exactly.
I got nothing going on. So thank you for joining us. Congratulations. Good luck. We'll see you on Thursday.
All right, thank you.
Paige Haley, head coach of the North Hill Raiders hockey team. They're going to state, baby! Yeah! We got more coming up right here on the Raider Wrap. You're listening to KYMN.
Professional Pride Realty is Northfield's only locally owned and operated realty company. Professional Pride Realty has experienced local agents with firsthand knowledge of the ever-changing markets. The realtors and staff at Professional Pride are longtime members of the community and provide a wealth of knowledge of the local markets. They're genuine people who build genuine relationships. Whether it's time to sell your current home or looking to buy or upgrade to a new home, let Professional Pride and their accomplished team help you through the entire process from start to finish. Professional Pride Realty, providing you with good information to make good decisions.
Attention Northfield Pharmacy patients. Following the recent sale, all Northfield Pharmacy patients have been transferred to Walgreens. It's your health and your choice on where you fill your prescriptions. Sterling Pharmacy offers the same great service you've been used to at Northfield Pharmacy, and we're only 900 feet from your old pharmacy. Call Sterling at 507-645-4455 or visit us at yoursterlingpharmacy.com to transfer your prescriptions today. We look forward to meeting you.
Welcome back to a Raider Wrap here on a Saturday morning. Good morning, everyone. It's about 5 minutes before 11 o'clock. We are up to about 6 degrees. Plenty of sunshine. It's going to be a little windy today and a high of around 22, cooling off tonight. Cooling off tonight to 29. Yep, that's right. Going the other direction. 35-mile-an-hour winds, though, tonight, so that's going to be kind of crazy. For tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of 43 with winds out of the north-northwest at 30 miles an hour, driving those temperatures back to 14 for Sunday night. And then for the Washington, Lincoln, President's Birthday, however you want to reflect it, it's going to be a chance, a 90% chance of some snow, 3 to 5 inches possible for Monday. Monday night looks like another 2 to 4 inches possible. And then Tuesday, a slight bit of some snow and a high of 14. We got sunshine and 7 above here in the valley. Let's catch up to A.J. Reister one more time. He was able to catch up to a couple of the players after the Albert Lee postgame, and we should be hearing from Ryan Driscoll and Soren Richardson right here on the Raider Wrap.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1. The one, I am A.J. Reister, Raider class of 2022, and last night the boys basketball team dominated against Albert Lee 81-31, and after the game, I got the chance to talk with head coach Ryan Driscoll and all-star of the game, Soren Richardson. Here's what they had to say about last night's win.
I'm here with Coach Driscoll of the boys basketball team. Coach, big win tonight against Albert Lee after kind of a tough loss earlier this week. What were kind of some of your takeaways from the game tonight?
They're a team that's struggling, they're at the bottom of the conference. The big thing we always talk about is composure, and composure in a game like this is just coming out and just playing hard every possession and making sure that we're taking care of business, and making sure that we're doing our thing. So we don't have any letdowns moving forward. You don't take anybody for granted playing together. And, we were unselfish tonight. I thought we got after them. We did a pretty good job of taking care of the ball. So, I was happy.
You had some of those JV guys out there tonight. Who was the guy who were you most excited to see kind of play in one of these varsity games?
We actually gave Isaiah Mulhall. He actually got in the first half tonight. We had a couple of guards out, so I was interested to see how he would do in some first half minutes. So that was good. All of them. It's we put them in and tell them the same stuff we're talking with the varsity guys. It's if you're playing, no matter what level you're playing at, you got to expect the best from yourself and making sure you're taking care of your fundamentals. So those guys went in there and did it. When it's a lopsided game, you can kind of get complacent with stuff, and they definitely didn't do that, so I was impressed.
You got 4 more games left to go here in the season. What are you going to try to keep your boys focused on most going into this final stretch?
We got to play defense every possession. We all got to be together. We talk about that composure. We feel confident on offense, but just making sure we're fundamental there. But the big thing is the defense, because when it comes to the playoffs, we're going to be up against a real good team. We're probably going to be on the road. And so if we're not focused every possession, it's not, they're good teams, so they're going to take advantage of that.
All right, thank you, Coach. Nice win tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
I am here with boys basketball all-star Soren Richardson. Soren, before we get to tonight's game, let's kind of talk about your season overall. You've been leading the team in points every time you're on the court. What have been kind of some of the keys to your success this year?
Yeah, I think this year, especially more than ever, we've got a lot of good team chemistry, team movement, which gets some open shots for me. And then other guys knock down shots, which makes them help off me. And so I can really get a lot more open than I usually can. So, yeah.
Tonight against Albert Lee, pretty lopsided game. What were kind of some of your takeaways from the game?
Yeah, I think these games are always tough because you can easily lose composure. When you play these teams that aren't as, have a good record, or the players aren't the best. And so I think when you come in here and have composure and put them on them right away, it really just makes it better. And you can get some of the other guys in the game as well.
You got 4 more games left to go here in the regular season. What are kind of some of the team goals that you're looking to kind of accomplish in these last 4 games?
Yeah, I think definitely finish out with 4 wins. Definitely the ultimate goal. Have that momentum going into sections. I think really just we can build our team chemistry more and more. Even though we only have like 2 weeks left, that'll be a huge for us. So yeah.
You have any big personal goals you're going for?
Not this year, I don't think. Those probably be coming next year. But yeah, this year we're just trying to go as far as we can.
All right, thank you, Soren. Nice game tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
The Raiders, after last night's win, jumped to 10-11 overall and are currently 8th place in the Big 9 Conference. Their final 4 games are against Winona, Rochester Mayo, Faribault, and Rochester John Marshall. So no doubt going to be a challenge to try and finish out the season 4-0, but no doubt a goal that they are going to go out there and try and get. Good luck to those boys. Thank you again to head coach Ryan Driscoll and Soren Richardson for hanging out after the game and talking to me. And we've got more sports for you right here on KYMN 95.1 The Win.
The Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club is the premier shooting sport.